Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Are we waiting for a special song?
Hi, Meg. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We seem to have a little problem with our connection. So we're having a little interference on the line. We're having a little trouble loading things. It says the music is playing, but apparently it isn't. So we'll just do the best we can here. I think
well,
you're going to have...
Go ahead.
You're going to have to run the panel because I don't seem to have much of a connection here.
All right. Well, and I'm in the middle of a gigantic southern storm, so we're just going to ask for all help to be made clear for all of us.
Well, we have Ashtar and his teams on it.
That's right. Oh. That's right. Well, I'll do our quick hello, and we'll see where we go.
All right.
So, hello, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio program, Channel Panel. And today is Wednesday, July 1st, 2015. And on tonight's program, we have a title of Mother, Ashtar, and Team Leader, Bring Healing, Celebration, and Updates. And I think that about explains it all. What a fun show we have in store. Our program is hosted by Dr. Catherine May, clinical psychologist for over 35 years and author of Who Needs Light, the book Mother Source calls the Manual for Ascension, and of course a channel for all of our dear friends in high places. This is Meg, your co-host, calling in from Georgia, and our New York team is calling in from their beautiful full house in High Falls. So hello again, Catherine.
Hi, Meg. I also want to give Meg's Facebook page, which is Wisdom Within - Meg Davis. And don't miss it, everybody. Check it out. She has some wonderful things there, healing suggestions and help for everybody. So we have all kinds of tools and references and resources for you. Well, yes, it's going to be a fabulous show. There's so much exciting stuff. First, we want to say happy birthday to Donna. Donna Montgomery, our dear friend out in California. It is her birthday, July 1st. So happy birthday, Donna. Here's from everybody.
Happy birthday, Donna. Yes.
Happy
birthday. Oh, that was fun. So we have some exciting things to talk about, and we're also going to leave time at the end of the show to make sure that we can talk with people about their experience with their healing teams, because our challenge last week was everybody call on your teams, get busy, do your healing for ascension, and I've gotten a few emails of people who said, yes, for the first time they've been talking with their teams and they're really excited. And so we want to hear from personal stories how you're doing and what you've experienced since we've been practicing how to connect with your healing teams. So Ashtar is going to come first, and he has so much really fascinating stuff to talk about. He's going to talk about healing teams and how they can measure our light. And he's going to tell us about the ships and the healing chambers and the Agarthan healing chambers and give us an update about our mentors. I won't tell the best headlines before Ashtar comes. But he also will talk about, I'll give a little background, our friend Pablo, who has been driving. He works for a trucking company, and he's been driving all over Europe and very different places. So he's covered a huge swath of Europe. And everywhere he goes, every town he's gone to, he has created a pillar portal of peace. And Ashtar is going to talk about that and what they can see from the air. So, and then Team Leader is going to come and talk about, he has some fascinating stuff to talk about, how the animals and our pets and all the kingdoms are helping us and even working with the Agarathans. I just want to say, I have to talk a little bit about Che, who is so funny. You've heard about Bam Bam and Pebbles, who are like strolling around the house, creating energy systems that are so beautiful. Bam Bam is the super scrubber, and Pebbles calls herself a sonic healer. Now, we didn't get this directly from them. We're pretty good at channeling, but we got this from a wonderful animal communicator. And one of the things she told us about Che was that Che is very proud of his progress as a healer, that he's been working with Sananda and the Arcturians and the Cetaceans. And he's been in just full-out training mode. And he has learned he's especially good with Christine. He will insist that she has to get back in bed and that he has to do a treatment with her. So he'll bark until she gets in the bed and lets him. He goes up to her and he flings himself on her. And then he places his paws exactly where the pain is. And he's learned to not only send beautiful healing energy, but he's also learned how to draw off the pain with his paws and with his little body and to send it off. He doesn't absorb it himself. So I think Team Leader is going to talk more about that, but I just had to describe my little Che, who's so funny. He's a Chihuahua, but he doesn't look like most Chihuahuas. He's kind of lean and long, and he has huge ears like a deer, which he either holds upright, and then his little face looks like a deer, or else he can point them up, and he looks like a Doberman. You know how they get those really pointy ears? So when Sharon said, Che is showing me he has a Yoda outfit on, and he wants to be thought of as like Yoda. And when I said, Che, you want to be like Yoda? He took his ears, he folded them down and out to the side.
Oh, my.
I'm not kidding. So that he would look like Yoda.
Oh, that's amazing.
It doesn't look anything like his regular ears. He can fold them. It was amazing. I've got to try and get us some pictures of that. Anyway, so we've had quite an interesting time with the animals. So Team Leader has a lot to talk about. I just want to tell one little story about he was here tonight with Christine making dinner. So we had rice pasta and the most divine sauce you've ever tasted, made of every kind of vegetable and tomato sauce. And Team Leader was supervising. It was his recipe. And it was absolutely delicious. So is there something else we should... Oh my gosh, I forgot to talk about that one. We had a problem. It seemed like a bit of a clog in one of the toilets, and I thought, oh boy, I better get the septic tank pumped out. It's especially given these health issues we've been having, which I won't go into. So team leader said, we couldn't get somebody to come right away. So he said, well, we're working with it. You have, it'll be all right. We're going to work with you, but you need to get it done right away. So how do they do this? They can see the pipes, they can see the septic system, but he's describing to us what was needed, and then we had to find the tank, and Hossein and Jade helped dig up the driveway to find the tank, and we did get it pumped out, and they said, oh, you would have been in trouble. Within a couple of days, he said, a bunch of people over the weekend, and it would have been awful. So team leader said they arranged it to alert us so that we would do what was needed ahead of time. So team leader not only takes care of our diet, he also takes care of our plumbing.
Boy, are we supported.
Boy, are we. And we're not the only ones. This is, I want to underline this before any of them come to talk about these things. What they're describing that they're doing with us is true for everyone. You have to ask to get the kind of high-level, really, intervention that we've asked for. So you have to work with them, you have to ask, but they are available for absolutely everyone. Everyone has a healing team. So I'm not going to tell what Ashtar has to say to us, so I'll let him describe it all. But every single person here and on the planet, incarnated now, has a healing team assigned to them. So all you need to do is call on them, talk to them. Now, Ashtar is going to give us a bit of a lesson on how they work, what they can do, how they do it, what it all means. So I can't wait to hear what Ashtar has to say. So I offered to, we asked before we started, well, we could, you know, maybe Christine would like to, but she's still a little in her healing phase. We haven't talked about this much, but we have literally been in bed for 5 months. We do get up to do the radio shows. And once in a while we run an errand. But this is why Hossein and Jade and Mary have been here to help us. So the pets take care of us, our friends have come to help out, and we are on the last phase of this healing process. So that's our update from New York. We didn't talk about it before because, of course, there was we have bugs everywhere here. Everyone listening on the phone, we didn't want to advertise, you know, because they're always looking for any light worker with a vulnerability so that they can make it harder on us. But they already know. They have cameras everywhere, and they're watching us. So they know we're not taken down by it. And I think they're probably getting tired of trying. So happy birthday, Donna. And hello, Meg. And let's call in Ashtar.
Wonderful.
So I'll take a minute to get ready here.
All right, that sounds great. Oh, what a lead off, Ashtar. This is wonderful. I'm bringing in some really fun news. Would you give Catherine a second to connect with our beloved brother and welcome him to our wonderful show. Welcome, Ashtar. Welcome.
Hello, dear Meg. Yes, it's Ashtar. Well, I have some very interesting information for all of you. that we can now begin introducing to you because the time is right and because, well, let's see if I can describe this to you. The timelines have been uniquely complex in recent months. There are so many light workers working at top speed around the world that they have created a wave out ahead of the rest of the population that has a tremendous power and has created a flow of light that has then influenced all the other timelines and the other streams of life and of experience that flow within the timelines. Now you hear the interference. I have my team on this. We're trying to keep the connection open. But there are many who, well, now really down to a few. There are a few who would really like to take this show off the air. I think they're especially irritated. We have so many of us supporting all of you and bringing you this information, which they really don't want you to hear. You see, they only can observe and understand the things that are happening below the fifth dimension. So, third and fourth dimension, they're experts. But as far as what we do in the fifth dimension and above, they don't have a clue. They listen, you do these show is to find out what's going on. And they are shocked and alarmed when we bring new information because they don't want you to hear it, even though they want to. So I'm going to tell you about the healing team, about what they do, and about the information we have available to us. Now, I do apologize for this interference and know that it may be difficult for you to hear. But usually when this happens, the archive recording does not have. So, let's continue. Now, let me describe to you what the healing teams do. As you know, I'm the commander of the Galactic Federation of Light ships. And every single ship in the fleet does have healing chambers. The light chambers that you've heard about. And you know by now there are millions of ships circling your planet, waiting to help out, to land, to do the work that they've been allowed to do, helping to clean the oceans, helping to clear the skies, and so on. There is a lot going on. Another one of the things that we do as the Galactic Federation is we have developed the White Brotherhood, which is our representatives from all over the galaxies. They are those who are especially interested in using their expertise to help. Now, we do work all over the universe, but at this time, there are many teams working on planet Earth from the White Brotherhood. Now, we call ourselves the White Brotherhood because of the light that our wonderful members emit. We're trying to hold this interference back. I hope you will have patience. There, that's better. Now, the White Brotherhood is an intergalactic team that comes from many planets, many places around your galaxies. We work hand in hand with our dear brothers and sisters, the Arcturians. Now, we single out the Arcturians because they are the ones who have really dedicated themselves over thousands of years to studying the human body, the human psyche, the way human beings work, and their healing techniques and their abilities are extraordinary. So the White Brotherhood, of course, includes the Arcturians, but we single them out because they have taken a special lead in the healing of planet Earth. So we don't have hierarchies amongst us. No, people come to do their work, whatever that may be, based on their special interests and their talents and their abilities and their experience. And so we have wonderful teams of experts, enthusiastic, loving crews who want to help you. Now, part of what we do, we have a way of scanning and assessing how your bodies are doing and how you are progressing spiritually, too. You know, you've heard that when the light on planet Earth reaches a certain quotient or a certain level, it allows for special dispensations and so on, special events to take place. How do you suppose we know that? Well, here's one way. The healing teams, every one of the healing teams that comes for every single person on planet Earth has an Arcturian representative or a liaison. So all of the teams are coordinated and overseen. They do individual and personal work, but they also coordinate the information that they receive when they do their scans, when they oversee your healing, so that every team assesses every person all the time. You had no idea, did you, that you were always accompanied by a healing team, that you are being overseen and measured and evaluated at all times. So when you call on your team to work with them, to communicate with them, to cooperate with them, you're healing the possibilities available to you expand tremendously, because it means you have given your permission. It means that you're enthusiastically cooperating with your team, and that gives them permission to be far more involved with you, far more interactive with you. And that is a glorious thing for them, and I assure you it will be of great help to you too. So they're always assessing, they're always measuring. They can tell at any moment your temperature, the state of your health. They evaluate all the organs and systems of your body in a way that your doctors would be astonished to see. They read the measure of your health and your well-being and the level of light that you emit at any time. So each team has an individual reading, and all together we have a general reading. So we know what's happening in South America, what's happening in Asia, what's happening around the globe. And of course, the global measurements are becoming more and more important as you move steadily toward your ascension. It is so important for each person to begin to awaken and become aware and work with their teams and begin to raise their vibration. We've mentioned this to you before. Don't be afraid to tell your friends or your family. Don't be afraid to mention to them that you have learned about ascension and that every single being on the planet is involved. And every single kingdom, not just humans, this is about the entire planet. And as a part of the universe and the multiverse, you are a part of the entire ascension of all beings within all universes. We are all one. We are all working together. And so the Galactic Federation, in cooperation with our beloved Arcturian friends, are watching very closely, monitoring moment by moment exactly what's going on the planet and exactly how you're doing. Now, unlike the surveillance cameras that you see around your neighborhoods and your stores, and unlike the eavesdropping from the United States NS that is gathering information for all their citizens, we do this only in order to help and in order to gauge how much help we can give you. You see, there is what you might think of as a formula, although it's not so hard and fast as that, but it's like formula that mother and father use to gauge how much assistance we're able to provide for you at any given time. And we watch as you have so valiantly raised the vibration on the entire planet. And we see who's listening tonight. We see the connections. We see the lights from all of you across the planet. It's delightful to us to watch how you light up when you connect with one another, when you connect with us, and especially when you talk with Mother. We love to see how you respond with such enthusiasm and brightness. And I can assure you, if you hold that level of illumination that you feel when Mother speaks to you, you will be within a breath of your ascension. Such wonderful things lie ahead for you. I promised I would tell a little bit as well about what's happening. First of all, I want to mention Pablo. Catherine mentioned that Pablo has been driving his truck all across Europe for many months now, lighting up pillar portals of peace everywhere. And I see them. We see them. From the higher dimensions, we watch as we see the pillars light up like Christmas lights on a Christmas tree. And there are so many of them now. I'm not going to actually do the ceremony that we've talked about with Pablo because Michael wants to come. And he'll be here next week. He's also working very hard with his healing, and he'll be here next week to talk with Pablo and to talk about what Pablo actually accomplished. And I can give you a little hint. He has raised the light quotient to such a degree that we will now be able to light up all all of Europe as a single portal pillar of peace, celebrate Pablo's wonderful work. So that will be next week. We'll continue to celebrate Pablo. Oh, we have a lot of static on the line. I hope it's not hurting your ears. But if you'll be patient, you can try to put the static behind you or away from you so that you only hear the, how shall I describe it, the frequency of my voice, which is very different from the static. So if you concentrate, you can block out all static and only hear the frequency on which I'm sending my voice to you. So, let us continue. I told you about the healing ships. I'll give you a little more information. There are healing ships all around, and everyone has a healing chamber. There are also light chambers, healing chambers, in inner earth, as many of you have heard. There are enough light chambers within inner earth to serve every single person on the planet. Now, you might wonder how that's possible. You see, inner earth is actually in a higher dimension than the surface of Earth. And so in higher dimensions, space is not an issue. Space is elastic. It expands. And so there's plenty of room for all the healing light chambers that for every single man, woman, and child on planet Earth. And we even have, as Team Leader will tell you, special healing areas for animals. So don't be afraid that anyone will be left out or that anyone will be left behind. Now, you have heard about 3 days of healing. There will be such a time that is on the timeline for your healing. And we'll give you more details about that as the time comes nearer. You will also very soon be seeing your mentors. There is a mentor for every man, woman, and child on planet Earth. And they will come to you from higher dimensions. And so you will be treated to the most glorious learning experience, far beyond what you can imagine, because these masters who will come to speak with you are loving, kind. They know all about the history of planet Earth. They know about your history. And you will be astonished when you learn the true story of everything that has come before. Now, on these shows, we have given you some of the outline of the progression of what happened on planet Earth, but you've just seen the bones of it. There is so much more to learn. And you will be so delighted when you hear about the heroes, the unsung heroes, who have worked so hard to make this happen. And so it is a glorious time ahead for you. And things are moving, beloved ones. They're moving very fast. We have every week new information for you, and we delight to come and give it to you. Now, I want to leave some of the wonderful surprises for Team Leader to talk with you about. He has been so attentive and so loving and so present at all times with the family here. He and Christine have had an open line to speak with one another 24 hours a day for months now. And this is how Christine has learned, and now the others speak with him as well, how he's learned so much about all of you. Well, that's not quite right. He can learn about you without your talking to him, but they've learned what he knows about them. And it's been very delightful for them. They joke about it quite a lot of how on earth can Team Leader know what's in the third drawer on the lower right-hand side of the refrigerator. But he does, because he cares and because he's attentive and so loving and wants to help this family in every way he possibly can. Now, do not think, dear ones, all of you, that this is not for you. Don't think for a moment that this is an exception. It's just that they learned early on how to communicate. You're learning too. Many of you are opening your channels. We've done many exercises with you to open your pillar of light within yourself so that you will hear your masters, your guides, and your mentors who are already with you, already accompanying you through your days. So that once they come and you say, well, the other day I spoke to my friend John, and he'll say, yes, I know. And you'll say, well, I can't stand what my mother did last week. And he'll say, or she will say, yes, I know. I couldn't stand it either. So I'm not going to give away all of Team Leader's wonderful, valuable information. I'm going to let him talk with you. And Christine is delighted that she's feeling all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and can bring Team Leader through to let you learn more about this wonderful, devoted Arcturian master who is such a wonderful healer. I bow to you, beloved Team Leader, and I pass the talking stick, and I will let Christine bring Team Leader through to talk with all of you now. Salute, everyone. I am Ashtar.
Good and grand evening and good day, everyone. I am thrilled to be here and even more thrilled to be introduced by our beloved Ashtar. When he comes, I will tell you a little inside glimmer. Whenever he comes, it is a special thrill because we love, respect, and admire him so. His energy, of course, like each of ours, is like no other. And just to feel him near and be on this show with him is a privilege. But immediately I turn to all you shining lights. Oh, what a week it has been on our side of the veil. Thousands of you have responded by reaching out to your teams. And I remind you now that each and every one of you, as you keep being told, not only have a team that is comprised of Galactic Federation of Light, medical team members, other special advisors throughout the multiverse who are most appropriate to be on your team, depending on your mission, your origins, and your current agreements. But also, a minimum of one Arcturian. We might say advisor, but we're all wholeheartedly involved in every single case. We think of you as family. And I tell you that by the end of this ascension process, you will think of us that way as well. That's why we tell you so specifically what's going on in the New York home and of the relationship Christine and I share. We laughed quietly this morning because really, in a certain way, both of us are actually a bit private. Me being Arcturian and, well, it's just, we'd be more inclined to just be low-key about things. But we come and we tell you and we want to share all of it with you so that you can understand how normal this closeness is, that this is what is also here for you. It's inevitable for you. In your own timing, with your own team, you will come to know them more and more intimately, closely, warm-heartedly, and the trust on all levels between you will grow. In the higher dimensions, there's already absolute unity, clarity, harmony, and trust. But even on these lower dimensions, when you get to know us and you invite us close, that's what brings these high dimensional qualities flooding into the lower planes. Now, I do have some special things to speak of this evening. We are still chuckling about being sure the septic tank was fixed before too big of an issue occurred on the New York farm. And Christine and I do have such a time cooking together. She likes to follow my recipes exactly. Why so many cloves of garlic? 4 organic green peppers in one sauce. We laugh the whole way through. So tonight, the first thing we ask you is, as you have been, or if you're new to the show, center yourself in the central pillar of your being. See the diamond in your mind, the diamond in your brain, the diamond in the center of your heart, and the diamond in your will, in your solar plexus, all alight and glow brightly. Reach your attention up towards Mother and Father, who are already flooding us with their love. And as we reach down to connect in Earth, immediately allow the bright network that we are to shine, filling our ascension pillars, all of you. All of us, we have them as well. We are all always ascending. And we join together. Now, from this centered place, connected with Mother and Father, your higher self, your twin flame, or as we also call your twin soul, and our Earth, Take a deep breath and ask to be more closely connected with your healing team. And as I bring more information to you that's interesting and amusing and fun and helpful, you will sense and feel your team working on your behalf. A special healing may be accomplished when we are all together like this. I wanted to come especially and tell you a bit more about the animals tonight. You would be truly surprised if you knew how the kingdoms all around you are in conspiracy to love you, to help you, to support you, and to help with your ascension. It's true. There is a conspiracy of love going on around you at all times. From the tree outside your window, to the weeds in your garden, to the birds that fly by the house, to the pets that live in your home. So many kingdoms, to the rocks that align your path gateway to your front door. Everywhere around you, the kingdoms are working consciously together to uplift and support you. When your fifth dimensional vision is fully restored, and by vision, we mean what you see, what you feel, what you hear, what you sense, and what you experience. When this level of vision is restored to you, the vision you are working hard to reclaim now, you will see the truth of what I'm saying. How the daffodils sing your name as you walk by. How the trees reach to send you powerful, healing, and uplifting energies. How the birds clear away toxins that may otherwise land near you. It's true. It's already all going on. So now let's take a look more closely on what may be going on inside your home with your beloved pets. Again, we'll use the New York home as the example, but I assure you, this is what is happening for you as well. As Catherine was speaking about little Che, the mighty small wonder dog we all have come to so adore, he does indeed work on behalf of himself. After all, he has his own growth, his own lessons, his own experiences. He is also working on behalf of the soul group that he represents. In this case, all dogs. He's working also for humanity, most especially and first of all, through the family he lives and with and so loves. Now, he is working for all of Earth's ascension. You may be surprised to understand his level of awareness, or the contracts that he holds, or the agreements he has come to uphold on behalf of all as well. So we'll be a bit more specific so you can understand what his days are like now. Little Che, the mighty wonder dog, we like to always laugh as we've said before. We call him, pound for pound, the mightiest Kumara of them all. And we say his name is Che Kumara because he is so mighty in his loving ways. We all admire him. He will heal the family around the clock if that's what's needed. He is so, his energy I was transmitting to you all just now, it is so loving and steady and bright and strong. So much from this mighty little dog. He does receive ongoing lessons from Sananda, who instructs him on how not to take the energies onto himself, on how best to attune when he's healing a particular system of the body, how to stay in balance when he's working. He also does receive some lessons, I guess we would say, from all the teams. We Arcturians, since we are so involved in this family's healing adventure, we show him how to better see energies, and he's become quite adept at alerting the family to when discordant energies are coming through. He also does work now with the cetaceans, particularly the dolphins and the whales, that his sisters, Pebbles and Bam Bam, have long worked with. Now that they're in the home, his lessons have extended to becoming with the cetaceans as well. So you see, just like you, he is learning, growing, he has purpose, a mission. He has a daily joyful life in the family. He's growing through and towards his own ascension, as well as helping the family to do the same. You may be surprised to know that each of the animals in your home have similar study and missions that they long to fulfill. And just like connecting with your medical teams, you can reach to work with their teams. How can you best serve them? Is there any way their diet could better suit them? Are they longing to be outside more? Always you will go right if you ask what serves the highest good of all. And there are many masters that will come and help you build a bridge to better be able to communicate and understand these light warriors who have agreed to be the pets in your homes. We've spoken often of Pebbles and Bam Bam as well. Little Bam Bam, who so valiantly, energetically cleans the home all day, every day, works very closely with our Ashtar. So you see, just as we are all working together, they are included. You will begin to notice everything around you is included. There is no detail too small, such as the recipe for dinner or save the septic tank before the family can't complete their health regimen. This is how we love you. When you open up to our love, you open up to a greater ability of loving yourself. You take yourself out of a previous known pattern with a previous ceiling of ability. And just by opening to our love, to the love of mother and father, your healing team who loves you so, to your particular close archangels, ascended masters, higher self, twin soul, family members, oh, so many are gathered around you all now. Just being willing to open to our love is enough to help raise you. Now, it is enough for me to bring this evening our Christine, as we monitor you all. Again, I monitor. She is quite tired, but full of such joy as we get to speak to you together. I would love to come again. Continue, please. You are having tremendous success contacting your healing teams. And now take this next step and include your beautiful animals and all the kingdoms surrounding you. Begin with your pets. You will find they are eager to speak with you. For now, we send a mighty wave of the Arcturian blue healing light with silver flashes to aid you on your mighty way. Thank you for your work in this ascension. We love you. We respect you. I am team leader.
Thank you, team leader. Thank you, Christine. What a message. Thank you. I was taking notes, wanting to remember it all.
Thank Hi, you, this is Catherine. Oh, that
hey,
was
Catherine.
So delightful.
Yes, it was.
He comes through just the way we hear him all day long. He's so sweet and kind and full of wonderful ideas and information. We were joking tonight as they were making dinner. Actually, when we put the dinner on the table, and it was so good. And Christine was joking about how she'd listened to every word that team leader said, and she did the recipe just the way he said. So I said, oh, we should put out a cookbook with Christine and team leader. And he said, okay, that sounds good. He's ready. So he wants to write a cookbook with Christine. I guarantee you it'll be a good one. I think we better start taking notes because this is really fun. He's really into the spices and, you know, the special flavorings and combinations too. For someone who's in higher dimensions and they have different food than we do. Which they don't even really need, you know. But he knows everything about nutrition and what we have available. So they can tailor your diet for what you have available, for what area of the country you're in, for what season it is. They're really, really good at that. So we seem to be having a little trouble with the internet. So I don't have access anymore, so I'll have to ask you, Meg, to take over the panel if you can.
Absolutely.
Okay. First, we're going to bring Mother through and see what she has to talk to us about for a little bit, and then we will go to the questions and answers. So let's see what Mother wants to say to us tonight.
Oh, very nice.
Now, unless you wanted to say something, you said you were really into listening to team leaders. So I love to hear what you get from the special things they say. I love your wrap ups if you want to say something about it.
Oh well, I just was so struck. It just took my breath away every time. They tell us, they share with us the support.
Mm.
I just have to keep expanding. It was really helpful when he said, expand your capacity to love yourself by allowing us in. And he just nailed it for me because we can go about our day and we have our things that are lined up and schedules to play a part in, yet to stop, even for 1 second, I just could tear up and imagine the truth of what he's saying. What would that really mean to know that we have masters and angels, our pets, the kingdoms, and this amazing team who truly monitors every breath and every heartbeat. I am starting to be able to even just say it. When that sinks in, like he said, that would mean your ascension of all ascensions, to allow that level. And he nailed it because it's one thing to say, hello team, good morning, but to allow that the equal level of love to understand that that would mean loving yourself that much, to know that they allow in that level of love for us. Oh, it was so helpful to hear him say it that way. I was sitting in, I live on a farm, and the other day I went outside with the dogs in the morning. It was a crisp, beautiful morning. It was 60 degrees here, which we've just had a heat wave of unfathomable proportion here, 100 degrees. And it was crisp. I walked outside across the field, and it was a field of yellow flowers. I don't think there were daffodils, but let's just say there were a field growing wild. And I went out among them, and I just sat down, and every one of them was pointed at the morning sun. Not one exception.
Oh.
This bright yellow disc, simple stem, all pointing. And I went, I'm going to be a daffodil. So I just sat, and I turned toward the sun, and I just sat there. And I went, look at what they're teaching us. Look at how they're showing us what's available. Just turn toward the light and be a sun. Just be this yellow sun and absorb. And that's all they're asking us to do, is just absorb and absorb more and absorb more. And so when he said daffodils, I chuckled to myself because these kingdoms teach us daily, you know, minute by minute, how to be in this ascension pillar. So just very grateful, and every time we hear what support we have, our heart just expands and we allow more in. So these stories are so helpful, even though they're specific sometimes to a particular person or a family. It really helps us to expand and know what's available to us and to get over our oh my gosh, really, us? And just ask.
Right, yes.
Definitely.
Yes, it's one thing to think that special people have angels, but to find out every single one of us has a team and they're following us around all the time, overseeing us, trying to help us, whether we, you know, pay attention to them or not, they're dedicated to us. It's just beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Yeah.
So unlike what we're used to here in the third dimension.
It's
hard to imagine. I'm fascinated by your story. I know daffodil season is over because mine are past. So there's something else in your field that I'd be very curious about.
It's true. I just feel the same way. It's not a daffodil, but because it's taller and it doesn't have the other counterpart, you know, but it's really tall. And so I agree. I'm going to look this up and find out the real name of this. And it's
beautiful.
Just like that. They're just discs of sun just saying, look, Meg, look what all you have to do is sit down and just absorb. I just thought that was a simple, perfect lesson.
Beautiful. Well, we are being stabbed like crazy here. So somebody didn't like your wrap-up. It was way too encouraging and inspiring. So Christine gets what she calls the ice pick in the head. And I get a stab in my heart. And that's how we know that someone out there who still is trying to make trouble is really annoyed. Because we always take it as a compliment, because we're doing something they really don't like. Yeah, so we just say, well, you wouldn't be here unless you wanted to come to the light. So we invite you all, go to the light. It's much more fun. So thank you for that. It's such a delight to hear what you heard and what you see when this channeling is going on. When I'm channeling, I don't really hear the words so much, so I love to hear your wrap-ups. So we still don't have any internet here, so fortunately, this is through the phone, so I can still keep a connection with you. So I'm going to see what Mother has to say, and then we will go to answering some calls and hear how other people are are feeling about this and what they're learning and how they've connected with their Arcturian teams and so on.
Mm.
So let's call on Mother and see what she has to say.
Oh, wonderful. I'll just give you a second to reach up your beautiful pillar and welcome our sweet mother. Welcome, Mother. Come celebrate with us.
Hello, sweetheart. Our dear Meg.
Hello, Mother.
It's lovely to hear your voice.
Yes.
Well, what an exciting program, isn't it? To hear all these news that many of you were not aware of. We're so happy to be able to bring you really hopeful new information. It's such a pleasure. We know it's exciting for you, too. And as we come closer to the days when all these wonderful events are unfolding and your ascension is nearer with every leap of the timelines, we're just ecstatic about being able to communicate with you in this way. So let me talk a little bit about the message that I sent out last night and this morning. Catherine and I worked on it. We are completely in love with our Hossein, who is the incarnation of dear Gabriel. It is a monumental time for us, and many of you don't know yet just how huge an event this really is. As many of you know, Gabriel, of course, came to planet Earth to help during the darkest of the dark years. And his beloved incarnation, who is here now in the form of Hossein, moved with him, carried the responsibility, had a deep connection with us, always. But you might say it was both of them, like walking through on. I hear noises now. Can you still hear me? Meg, are you there?
Yes, Mother, I'm sorry. I was on mute. We can hear you just fine. I think the noise
all right.
is gone.
Here. We have Ashtar working on this. And everyone here in the High Falls home is working to keep the connection clear for all of you. There is quite a lot of interference tonight. As we say, take it as a compliment. You know that it's becoming quite an annoyance to those who are left, those of the dark ones who are still clinging to their programming and to their small jobs that they really value so highly that they can't bear to leave the dark. But every day we invite them, their higher selves work with them. We talk with them ourselves. We invite them to come to the light. And when they do, they will be astonished at what they can see and hear, what they can experience. Is light years beyond anything that they've known in their many, many dark lifetimes. Now, this topic of which I speak is especially irritating and upsetting to them because, of course, they worshipped Lucifer as the leader of their dark forces. Now, Lucifer's they were not aware, came from his strength as a master of light. He was really Gabriel, in disguise, you might say. He passed for thousands of years, walked among the Dark Ones. His incarnation, Hossein, in this lifetime, agreed to come here and experience darkness in an effort to bring forth all of those feelings that he had kept through all those lifetimes of guilt or shame, of regret, of horror at seeing the things that he experienced in the darkest of the dark homes, mansions, dungeons, the places where the greatest of evils were planned and took place. There could not have been a more difficult assignment for being of tremendous light than to walk through the darkness. But he did, for lifetime after lifetime. Now our beloved Hossein has come to the Temple of Light here in New York to heal. And his dear Gabriel works closely with him every moment. Gabriel himself has been healing with us. Many of you may remember the time when he came back as his higher self, bringing in with him in his higher dimensional self, is his connection to this body. His soul has been with us for healing. And now he has gone a very long way to healing everything that he experienced in this time and beyond, in such a way that he can now look back without shame, without rancor, and nearly without regret. This healing goes on for him gently, with great love from those around him, and with great appreciation from everyone who knows that there could not have been a more difficult mission than that which he and our beloved Gabriel have completed. Now this I am describing because it is important for all of you. Hossein is becoming Gabriel. Every day he absorbs more of the high dimensional light and energy that is Gabriel. Every day he feels more comfortable being Gabriel here in a body. It is an energetic alignment that each of you can accomplish with your higher self. It requires mindfulness, attention, the determination to undo the programming that you have experienced and that you have carried with you. And this our Hossein has been willing to do. It was not easy for him, for he carried a very intense program that represented all of the feelings and attitudes and the energy of one who has been a slave. Because, of course, the most damaging programs all carry within them this element of master and slave, of superior and inferior. It is the dichotomy on planet Earth that has been so corrosive and destructive to all beings here. The idea that humankind is superior to other animals and creatures. The idea that one race is superior to another. That men could be superior to women. That adults are superior to children. So on. These elements of programming have become lodged in every psyche, every human being, and even many of the animals, because the way you think of them, the lion is king of the jungle. The greatest predators are the top of the food chain, and so on. I will ask that some of the helpers, I believe I understand, there is someone on the line who needs to mute their telephone. Someone listening on conference call, unfortunately, Catherine cannot fix this now because there is no internet service, but there is someone on the conference line. She asks to please press *6 on your telephone. Can you hear me, beloved ones? Well, perhaps they cannot hear us. I will finish my discussion now, and then we will try to fix this. So, I am here with the family. I am next to our dear hosting. I send him and our beloved Gabriel, our overflowing love, admiration, gratitude, and congratulations for their honorable and, oh, how can we describe it? Spanning centuries, spanning countries. They have worked for eons. I will say good night to you. Good all of you. Back to our beloved Meg. And let her. And let
yes, Mother.
Carry on while we try to fix this problem with the internet.
I'm sorry that
phone now
your
to our beloved,
but hopefully we can.
And I'll ask Catherine to try to see what she can do about this. It was lovely talking with you all. I send you our love. Father and I send you our endless love. I am your mother. Namaste, all of you.
Namaste,
hey there, beautiful
Mother.
Meg. It's me,
hello.
Christine.
Oh, gracious.
Can you just even believe it? So it's so wonderful in a way, because if everyone's heard the interference on this call, it's kind of fortunate, although they tried to be distracting, it turns out to be a fortunate example. Because, Meg, like, you knew when you were here, this is the kind of interference that everyone on Earth, and especially lightworkers, and especially the more a lightworker is going for it, holding the light, holding joy, going for their mission, fulfilling their purpose. This, the static and ridiculousness on this call is what they fling at all of us. So when we talk about a quote, you know, attack, it's this silliness. And it's just, I just wanted to pop on and encourage everyone out there that when you feel the exhaustion hit you like a ton of bricks, when you intuit that something's just not right, when there's phone static, when you're speaking with another light worker about something exceptionally uplifting, when you're doing your meditation and it seems like nothing will leave you be to just go ahead and do it, this is the tail end of the flailing interference. That's just the perfect word for it, is interference. And it's just same as just like tonight on the call, just going ahead and bringing our beloved masters through to speak with us and give their important messages. It no more daunts us here on the New York farm than it did on the call. And so it's just a good opportunity to encourage everyone that, sure, some of our symptoms are ascension-related, some are just the process of our healing, and some are just the tail end of this last tiny bit of annoyance by what we're going to go ahead and call family members who don't yet remember their family. That's really all it is. Family members who don't yet remember where the family reunion is. So we send out a big invitation.
You're bringing this up because Catherine was talking about this morning. We were talking. I would just call to congratulate Hussein and all the message. It was just brilliant. And I was telling her that yesterday was probably the biggest full-on feeling I had of the frequencies that were disturbing. And she wanted me to say something which just sort of fits in with what Team Leader was saying about how we can use our team.
Oh,
so
thank you, Meg.
About interference. It was perfect about interference. So here I was at work doing acupuncture and nutrition with my clients. And I now know, thanks to these messages, how to interpret the difference between something that feels outside of me coming at me and something that's coming up within me to clear. This was definitely coming at me. I could tell this was nothing to do that was coming up from within me. And what particular feeling it had, it was knocking me off balance. I literally was sideways for most of the day, catching myself on walls and on beds and on things like that. And I noticed that when they do this, your electrical system goes off. You're out of your pillar. Well, you're not really out of your pillar, but the pillar.
Oh, that's the attempt. You're right.
Exactly. So I noticed all day, and I went, oh, hello. I noticed that this is a frequency. The pitch was tripled in my ear of the high ringing. And I'm saying this because many people on the call would be experiencing this. And I just noted, I said, okay, team, Arcturian team, I'm going to tell you what's happening to me, although you know it, but I feel like I just want to participate with you. So after last week and Team Leader said call, I just said, okay, on a break, I said, listen, this is what I'm experiencing. And I just described all of my symptoms, and immediately I felt not alone. And I knew that they were going to be here watching. Even if they were just recording, it was still I was with. And then at the end of the day, I said, well, that was special. That was very special. I said, and let's see what we can do about that. So this morning I said, if the frequencies continue, I want your help. I'm going to ground into the earth. I'm going to plant my 2 feet. But this was what was interesting. Part of the frequency it attempts to do is to make us rush. This particular frequency had a hurrying aspect to it of rush, hurry up, go faster, do more, talk more. And I noticed that I said, okay, well, team, I want extra help on slowing down, extra help on moving my body at the slowest pace possible and be so mindful. And the team helped me all day. I had a whole different experience today, and I was with Mother Earth and grounding. And here Mother says in her message this morning about anchoring your 2 feet. And I know that was in direct correlation to the frequencies yesterday. She was helping us to remember.
Meg, I just love what you just said. Okay, you know what I was noticing even? So I was getting hit pretty intensely, okay, all day. And then I noticed it, like the last time I spoke with you, my voice rose way high, and I was speaking more quickly. So it's so perfect what you're saying. Even just now on the phone, with you saying it, I was able to then notice it and bring myself back down. That was perfect. That's such an easy example, because it's happening to every single one of us right now. That was
every one of
us.
And it might feel different for everyone. Maybe that some of us are particularly susceptible to certain things based on, you know, who we are and what we came in with and our personalities. But everybody will have something very unique. But I noticed, I said, oh, team leader, do you feel this frequency? This is very agitating in a speedy way. And I said, we're going to combat this. And then I noticed that Mother always asks us to see how far back can we feel this frequency, because it's a constant program we're clearing. So we can all use this and say, Meg, do you notice that every time you hurry, that you move out of patience and compassion? Every time you think time is real and you disconnect from another person because of a concept called time, which is a mental fabrication, that you move out of your heart. So I could see that an exaggeration of a concept that she wants us to clear. This idea of time.
You're using it to reset priorities.
Yes.
Like,
and so
time is important then.
Move the illusion of time out and stay connected in our heart space. And so this frequency was sort of an exaggeration of that. And it brought it to such a heightened state that it was laughable, but it was very real in that a lesson we can pick up from that and be able to see that when we hurry, that we move out of the heart space. So thank you, Mother, always for bringing that to our attention. And thank you all the team leaders who are helping us deal with these frequencies. And so that was my story about how I worked with the team on something I was experiencing and how I got immediate assistance with how to work with it. So thank you.
Oh, Meg, that was
an example.
That's a good one. Thank you so much. I'm going to pass the talking stick back to Catherine. I just love what you said, and you know I love you. So Catherine.
You too.
Hi.
It sounds like the line is better. Thank you, Catherine.
I think we fixed it. Yeah. I loved what you said, too. It really reminded me all week. I was at the oddest times. I would get this funny feeling, especially if I tried to take a nap, you know, or if team leader said, okay, now it's time for you to have a treatment, lie down. And I'd feel this, like, all of a sudden, loads of energy, oh, ready to jump out of the bed. And I had to keep reminding myself, no, I'm here to get healing treatment. I'm not going to jump up and, you know, run and do something. So that was it. Those were the energies.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. It really helps to have others confirm and call it by its name. So, yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people who have been feeling that. So thank you. Well, I'm sorry that our time with Mother was sort of scratchy.
Oh, I know.
And discombobulated, but I think everybody probably felt her energies.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we were told earlier, notice how you feel when you hear Mother's voice. Ashtar too, of course, and team leader, and Sananda, and Michael, and everybody that goes through. It's always a really big treat. So notice how you feel when you're listening to their voices, their energy coming through. And then keep that energy going all the time. And we will be on the threshold of our ascension, ready to leap, ready to fly. So we promised we would answer some calls. We have a little time and a couple of people who'd like to talk to us. So let's see if anybody would like to talk about their story of what they've learned this week or what they've encountered. So I have my panel back. We're back in
great.
Business. Yeah, so
that's
I can see who's here. Oh, here comes the board lighting up. All right, let's start with 949. Shall we do that?
Excellent.
So it's 949 in the last. Yeah, go ahead. You do that part.
Okay, ending in 4394. Welcome. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lynn from Newport Beach, California.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Regarding my experience with my healing team, it was great, and I was amazed how quick and how fast I was able to connect to them and also to my higher self. As soon as I put my attention and intention there, I was there right away, and my heart just flutters and just opens up, and I'm thinking about it right now, and I can feel it, like, this big, huge tube of light, and it's lighting up. I don't know if you can feel it, but I definitely can feel it right now.
Can feel it. Oh, you bet we can. And they can see it, too.
Yes.
That's just great.
And
so you've been doing this
something.
Week?
I've been doing it since last Wednesday, and I haven't been as consistent as I would like, but mentally I do it. I like contemplative meditation. But the other thing I would like to share is that I've been doing my own healing center. When I literally go to crowded events like open concerts, and while I'm there at the moment of the crescendo where I can feel everyone's hearts open, let's say if I go to my kids' concert that they do a play and I can feel everybody's hearts open, that's when I open my heart, I open my pillar, and I invite all the company of heaven to come down. And for all of those who are able to receive and ready to receive the light, it's there for them.
Oh, wonderful. Fabulous.
Yes.
Now, if everybody were doing that, imagine the impact it would have. That is a wonderful thing to do, Lynn. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And you reminded me how to do that. So I really, truly appreciate that I'm listening to my own self to come back, to hear all the instruction and getting support so that I could continue with my mission in life is to be of service to God and company of heaven and everyone on earth. And Mother Earth. So I thank you very, very much, and I love you all.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. Oh, they are smiling. Oh, thank you for that. So
you
just gave us the example of how it's done. So,
and we're about to go into a holiday weekend. So why make this a wonderful, I mean, of all the holidays where we could anchor light in America.
Right.
This is it. Everybody who's on the lake and barbecuing and gathering with their families and traveling across the country, take that opportunity to do just like Lynn said, and every family gathering you're with, just open up everybody and call in the light and Nisara and all the good things that we've got coming. And, oh, my gosh, Ashtar's going to see a
fireworks, literally.
Uh-huh, fireworks all over the planet. So I'll add to what Lynn described. When you create your pillar, remember, you anchor it in the earth, and you open to Mother and Father. So you have the flow all the way through you and down into the earth. And then everybody's included. Oh, it's just great. I had to close Lynn's line because we have to avoid interference. So let's go on to the next one. 360.
Wonderful. We'll open up 360, ending in 3650. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Zia, and I'm calling from the state of Washington.
Hi, Zia.
Hi. I want to reference back to last Wednesday's fabulous call in which the Arcturians connected with us and were doing healings on us. As it started, I literally walked to my bed and laid down and never moved, listened to every word, but my body was immovable, and yet I was very aware that a lot of things were being fixed in my body. So the next day, I decided that I would call to whoever my Arcturian team was. I got a very funny thing. I don't know if it's okay to mention the name of who I'm working with.
Your Arcturian?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's just fine. Sure.
Okay.
They don't usually
I asked who he was, and he said, "I'm your Dr. Bashir." And I don't know if you know who Dr. Bashir was, but he was out of the out of the Star Trek series. And, Dr. Bashir was the doctor that was assigned to me from the Arcturians. He says that's not his name, but caused me to laugh.
Christine says, confirmed.
Yes. Yeah, and the funniest part about it was my husband said to me later, he said, "By the way, Dr. Bashir was madly in love with Jad Zia." And my name is Zia. So it was doubly funny. And so I thought it was wonderful that they have a great sense of humor.
They do. They really do. Oh, and he wanted you to make that connection.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes, so then what happened was, so I connected, and I won't go into it, but he gave me 14 points. Oh, no, sorry, it's not that. 19 points. I'm just madly typing everything. And was so... and then at the end of it, he did address everything in my life down to one thing, and said that, you know, we're really working on you already, and I'd already received all this the night of the channeling. And at the very end of it, he said, "We have finished the scan of your body, implemented important remedies that will be shared in a future conversation." And he said, "May peace fill your heart and mind, and joy suffuse your every expression. That is the key. Just laugh, my dear one, just laugh." And then said, "In 24 hours, let us speak again together and review the effects upon the body and perhaps lay in some vital changes, etc." But here's the really amazing thing. The next day, everything caused me not to connect. And so when you talked about the distractions, it's like it got turned up to the highest possible level. And I was so grateful. Hear that, so that I go, no, I won't be distracted.
Wonderful. Oh, my gosh. You hit the jackpot. You really did. And you've been in connection with them ever since, right?
I didn't again today. And I think about it, and I think about it, and I know he's there, but I don't know what it is. But I love him, and I know that he's working with me. And from your call, now that I understand what's going on, I'll just dive in. I'll go past it.
Go for it. Don't
Absolutely.
Let it stop. It's important that we not let any of this stop us.
Yes, yes. And really, what he brought up was so simple and so life-changing for me. And it was so humbling. And when I'm so humbled, then it's almost difficult to reach out again. You know, it's almost like a shame level of wasting time, and then that's exactly what you do.
Mm-hmm. Don't get stuck in that. They don't. They are the last ones to want to be put on a pedestal. They're very humble people as well, so you don't need to try to out-humble them.
Okay. Brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant when they can see into every aspect and your body. I mean, and the things that I've focused on in terms of healing, and I'm seeing tremendous changes.
That is just so wonderful to hear.
Well,
were you reading what they said at the end, what he said?
Yes.
Just at the last part of what you read. Would you read that again? It was so beautiful.
He said, "We have finished the scan of your body, implemented important remedies that will be shared in a future conversation. May peace fill your heart and mind, and joy suffuse your every expression. That is the key. Just laugh, my dear one, just laugh. In 24 hours, let us speak again together and review the effects upon the body and perhaps lay in some vital changes to the desired state of being, in capitals, young, dot, dot, dot. Now, that's a delight to consider. Good day. Dr. Bashir reporting."
Oh, that is just priceless.
It really is.
Sure beats taking aspirin and call me in the morning, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And the whole thing, it's 6 pages, is brilliant. It's absolutely.
Oh, wow. You really did a big blast of healing help.
Absolutely.
Oh, you have more treats in store. You have lots more treats in store, I guarantee you. They're smiling. I feel your crew. They really want to hear.
I'm going at warp speed.
Warp speed, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you for calling, Zia. That was just lovely to hear.
And most
we look
all,
forward to
you.
Hearing the next episode of your of
you,
your
Kathy.
Adventure.
Love your work, and to Meg, who backs you up so beautifully. It's a wonderful team.
Aw, thank you, Zia.
Okay.
All right, we look forward to hearing from you again.
Okay, night-night.
Night. All right, we'll take
okay.
one more. 509.
Whoop. Hold on.
Different one. Yeah, you got it. There we go.
Yeah, opening up 509, ending in 3708. Welcome, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Chris, also from Washington State.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
So I have to admit, I wasn't diligent about working with my team, but after hearing Lynn and Zia, I'm really excited. But I do have a question about forming my pillar. When we imagine the diamond in the center of our heart, is that our physical heart, or is that in the center of our chest?
All of the above. It's your heart chakra, which is all around your heart. It's central, but in the area of your heart. That's your heart chakra.
It's not imaginary.
Okay.
Yes, it's actually there.
Diamonds are actually there.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I was imagining the diamond in the right place. Or I will say that when I have sat to form a pillar, I do feel that honey love that Mother has mentioned, that just a soft, warm feeling that literally feels like it's slowly flowing down my head. It's amazing.
Yes. Yes, it is literal.
Just as the diamonds are literal, they're really there and they really are lighted up. And when you attend to them, they get brighter. So you really just have to discover it.
Okay.
Asking is center of my chest. You were probably pointing to it, right?
I was feeling it.
So you already knew.
The shining. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I figured God had just my intention there. All right. Well,
okay.
I'm really excited. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you, Chris. Oh, well, we have time for another one, maybe even two. So you
How
go
about
ahead,
we do the
Meg.
5301. Yeah. Let's open up area code 530, ending in 5475. Welcome.
Hello, Meg, and hello, Catherine. This is Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Oh, hi, Carl.
Oh, I'm just wanted to tell you my experience of a few days ago when you talked about our connection to our twin flame and how she would or he would send a message to us.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting here doing a meditation, and I read your note about the movement of our solar system to the center of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it and said, wow, that's incredible. And I said, okay, well, if mother and father can do that, then they can stop the chemtrails and stop all that other stuff, the negative stuff going on. And then what happened was quite amazing. The back of my neck lit up in a high vibration. It was so amazing. I've never felt anything like that. It lit up and it vibrated for a few seconds. And at first I was a little bit panicked because I didn't know what it was. But then I realized what it was, and later I realized it was my connection to my twin flame.
Mm-hmm.
That you said we'd have, and I want to thank you and say so much about how much my life has changed since I met you a couple years ago.
Oh, that's wonderful, Carl.
And you
were one of the first ones in our healing to come to our healing show.
Yes, I was on
the
first call. Yeah, the
mm-hmm.
first call. And I understand the healing process takes a long time. For me, it has been quite an astounding revelation, because when I was a young kid, I was in a torturous environment
mm-hmm.
growing up, and then later I joined the Navy to get out of that. And I flew myself into the Vietnam War.
Became
a veteran, and I was one of the gunners on my ship, which was an ammunition ship. And then later on in life, after that, I went on to become an engineer and scientist at IBM and Lockheed Martin. So I've led a very valiant life and a very exciting life. And in and out of the darkness, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, just for quickness, I'll share with you, I was to the point where I had given up one day. And I said to myself, when I was driving along in a car, I said, well, you know, I had just finished a nectarine. I was going to throw it into this bag in my car seat. And I said, should I just throw it in there and take my eyes off the road? Or should I just keep driving and try to make it, you know? And I decided to keep my eyes on the road. And just right then, a truck was in my lane.
Whoa.
Coming to me in a head-on collision. If I had blinked or had not done that, I would have been gone in that instant. So that's what really woke me up about the higher power.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it told me right there, I threw the nut in the bag without taking my eyes off the road, and I swerved to miss that truck. And I'm here to tell everybody.
Here to tell the story. Wow.
Yes. God is glorious. God is in your heart, in your life. And all the masters are here right now in this most amazing time. And thank you so much for being, the one to share it with all of us, because we are so proud and happy to have you in our lives.
Oh, thank you, Carl. It is my honor to do this, really. I'm so grateful to be able to bring through these messages. And it's such a pleasure to hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, too.
Cheers. So long.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So we can take one more. There's 801.
All right. Opening up 801, ending in 1865.
Can you hear us? 801? 1865. There's a delay if you're listening on the computer. Oh, their call was dropped. So, okay. Well, let's call it a day. This was really exciting. We have a lot to think about, and we look forward to hearing. These were just wonderful calls. We look forward to hearing your adventures, working with your teams, discovering your twin flames. And by the way, Carl, keep looking for your twin flame. She's gonna contact you with a lot more than just a pinch on your neck, you know. keep listening. It's really a delight and a wonderful adventure to get to know your twin flame. So next week, I bet we'll have more from Team Leader, you think? And
yes.
Sananda and Michael are going to come.
And maybe Michael. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And more about our personal missions. Yeah. They're going to be out of their healing program by then. We can't wait to see them again. So they've had, they take moments out. They can be in many places at once. But they've really, in the last couple of weeks, been really concentrating on complete healing. So what that tells me, they took the fast route to get completely healed and tip-top shape because something really important and wonderful is coming.
Mm.
That's what I suspect.
Mm.
Many
all
wonderful and exciting things are coming.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
So
thank you,
Catherine,
so much. And Christine, how special to hear from everyone. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ashtar, team leader, mother, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
everybody.
You, Meg.
Of course.
Okay.
Everybody have a safe and wonderful holiday weekend, and we'll be back together next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Good night, everybody.
Good night.